engineers drive me through a tunnel on an electric cart. We're going down to the Hyatt Power Plant, which lies under rock at the bottom of the Oroville Dam. Gina House is with the California Department of Water Resources.
It's a quarter mile underground, and it's the length of 2 football fields. So there's 5 floors. This is the top floor, which is the generator floor.
Delivering water in California takes vast amounts of energy, and this is where it all begins. House then takes me 770 feet above the plant to the top of Oroville Dam, the nation's tallest. Behind it, the Lake Oroville Reservoir can store up to 3.5 million acre feet of water.
This is the head of the State Water Project. This is where all the water starts to be delivered.
The State Water Project is the nation's largest state-built water delivery system, consisting of more than 700 miles of canals, reservoirs, pumping stations, and power plants. From Oroville, water flows down the Feather River to the Sacramento River and into the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. In the South Delta, near Tracy, State Water Project Deputy Director Carl Torgerson stands above a pumping plant.
This is the Harvey O. Banks pumping plant. This is the initial facility for export of water from the Delta.
The Banks plant is one of two huge Delta pumping facilities. The other is part of the federal Central Valley Project.
There are 11 pumping units, and basically they pumps water about 250 feet up that hill and discharges into the first reach of the California Aqueduct.
And it goes fast, almost 7,000 cubic feet per second. A cubic foot is about the size of a basketball, so imagine 7,000 of them every second. Torgerson says the California Aqueduct carries water more than 400 miles, all the way to Los Angeles.
We deliver water ultimately to over 25 million people in the state. We provide water for irrigation for 750,000 acres of ag land.
Parts of the California Aqueduct can be seen on Interstate 5 South. They're the large pipes going over the mountain at the Grapevine. Darren Choice is an operations superintendent with DWR.
We are at the headworks for Chrisman Pumping Plant. Chrisman lifts water about 520 feet up over this mountain.
He says the Chrisman pumps need about 44,000 horsepower. Still more impressive, says Choice, is what happens when the aqueduct hits the Tehachapi Mountains just 20 miles away. That's the Edmundston pumping plant coming online. 14 pumps push the water 2,000 feet up the mountain. It's the highest water lift in the world. Choice says it consumes about 60 megawatts, enough electricity for a small city.
That's what's pumping the water through. 600 RPMs, 80,000 horsepower, running on 14,400 volts.
You like this, right?
Oh, I love it. Producing 2,000 PSI to push water 2,000 feet up over the mountain.
Choice says each pump could fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool in 6 seconds. From Edmundston, water travels south, far south, not just to L.A., but to San Diego. These sprinklers keep Tiff Nelson's backyard green and lush.
We've got some oleander trees, a couple of Melaleuca trees.
Nelson is sitting on his porch overlooking a swimming pool in his backyard in a northern San Diego suburb.
How often do you think about your water?
Well, I normally look at my grass and see if it's green enough to see if I need water. But I try and, when it's the rainy season, for what counts for rainy season in San Diego, I'll turn my water off.
Nelson knows he gets water from the Colorado River, and he tries to conserve it. But he didn't know that 20% of his water comes from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta.
It's always available, and I think sometimes people forget we're really a desert here. If you go out into some of the underdeveloped areas, you'll see what San Diego really looks like if you don't water.
But pumping Delta water to Central Valley farms and San Diego lawns comes at a huge cost. The Delta ecosystem is crashing. Endangered fish, already suffering from habitat loss and pollution, continue to die at the pumps that send the water south. The state's solution is the Bay Delta Conservation Plan. It's designed to improve the ecology and provide a reliable water supply. But its proposal to build 2 huge tunnels to send water south has created a political firestorm. Finding the right balance may prove to be the state's biggest and most contentious debate. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.